Hello there, I'm Dallas Johnson. Welcome back to the Dealer Training Podcast. This is your go-to podcast for used motor vehicle professionals who want to stay sharp, profitable, and stay ahead of the curve. I want to talk about June 2025 dealer trends. Once again, I'm Dallas Johnson. We're going to delve into the top used car dealer trends shaping our industry in June of 2025. Whether you are running a small independent car dealership, maybe you are managing a large operation, these trends can really affect how you buy, sell, and scale your dealership.
You are listening to the Dealer Training Podcast with Dallas Johnson.
Let's get right into it. Inventory sourcing is still a great challenge, but the tools are getting a little bit smarter. The auction lanes are still a little lean in 2025, and dealer competition for quality vehicles does remain intense. But the bright side is that inventory sourcing software has really stepped up big time. Platforms like DiscountDealerCenter.com offer smarter alerts, better VIN intelligence, and a lot of really great predictive analytics. And I want to let you know, if you're still manually scanning run lists without tech, you are really falling behind. You need to use your DMS or third-party tool to optimize what you're paying for and how you're bidding. DiscountDealerCenter.com will scale all the other dealer websites. It'll scale all the other OVE vehicles for sale. It scales all the dealer auctions, finds the exact vehicle that you're looking for. So you got to try that out if you haven't. You've got to up your tech and make sure that you are sourcing inventory using the latest technological advances. Buy Here, Pay Here is truly expanding once again here in the summer of 2025. Subprime borrowers are growing due to those tightening bank lending policies right now. So we're seeing a lot more subprime loans as interest rates have stayed high and credit standards have stiffened a little bit. Buy Here, Pay Here dealers are seeing a lot more walk-ins. And as a Buy Here, Pay Here dealer, you will need to, you know, sometimes adjust your terms accordingly. The key here is compliance and tech. So if you are into Buy Here, Pay Here, make sure that you're using systems that automate disclosures and collections and reporting, because, you know, all the federal compliance now, it always sides on the side of the consumer. Regulators are really watching Buy Here, Pay Here dealers closely in 2025. So you want to make sure that you're using a really good dealer management system. I also want you to be aware that Buy Here, Pay Here dealers loans have become much more valuable than they were even a year ago at this time. Investors are purchasing Buy Here, Pay Here loans at a level that I've never seen before. So as you're probably aware, you know, you can always cash out the old way and allow those customers to pay those loans off the next 2 or 3 years on that vehicle that you're financing directly to them. Or you can package those loans that you created last month and easily sell those loans on the Agora marketplace. And I think one of the easiest ways to do that is through DiscountDealerCenter.com. That gives you that free trial plus a $250 credit, DiscountDealerCenter.com. If you go to DealerCenter.com, you're not going to get that $250 credit. So that we have partnered with them. I've used every type of dealer management system known to man, I think, and I always recommend DiscountDealerCenter.com. So you can definitely package your loans together, sell them on the Agora marketplace. And the nice thing about it is with those investors bidding on your loan packages, I mean, if they don't pay you enough cash, well, then you can just hang on to your loans. But if you like the offer they have made, then you can sell your loans out every month. I know a lot more dealers are selling their loan packages every single month now straight through Agora. And you can do that with DiscountDealerCenter.com.
You are listening to the Dealer Training Podcast with Dallas Johnson.
Once again, trade-ins are more important than ever. You know, with wholesale prices stabilizing and the retail pricing softening, your margin on trades is really going to be one of the best margins that you can make. If you are not actively asking every customer for a trade or aggressively pursuing purchasing vehicles directly from folks that aren't even trading in, I mean, you got to have that sign that says we're buying vehicles. We give top dollar for vehicles. You got to aggressively let every person in your area know that you're buying vehicles, because if you're not, you're really missing a key profit opportunity. You know, with all these online appraisal tools, you know, you're going to be able to show that customer right on the spot exactly what you can give them, and you can really get how creative that your trading program can become. So aggressively pursue trade-ins and aggressively buy vehicles directly from individuals that may not even be trading in vehicles. The marketplace is literally unlimited when you're buying vehicles directly from individuals. Another trend that I'm seeing, EVs and hybrids are slowing down a little bit in the used market. And you may have seen it on the lot. EVs, especially older EVs, are sitting on the lot a lot longer than they were even a couple of years ago. Used electric vehicles, especially earlier models with shorter range or maybe the outdated tech or older batteries, are starting to really depreciate a lot faster than they were previously. As a dealer, you'll need to be cautious about EV pricing, and I strongly only recommend stocking models with a real strong resale history like Teslas, Toyota hybrids, or some of the newer Ford EVs. And that being said, don't ever ignore your state tax credits and some of the federal financial incentives that are available for used EV buyers. And you definitely need to be aware of these because there's still incentives for used EVs as well. And these can be a really, really powerful tool in your marketing campaign.
You are listening to the Dealer Training Podcast with Dallas Johnson.
As always, those dreaded floor plans are really eating into our profits. With interest rates holding steady, floor plan costs continue to squeeze used motor vehicle dealers. And this is especially hard for you if you got a smaller lot that relies heavily on credit lines. You know, I was very fortunate to be able to pay my floor plan off my first, about a little after a year after I first got my dealer's license. And I was always able to maintain a cash inventory. That might have kept me a little bit smaller, but I kept more money in my pocket. And I strongly encourage any dealer, always, you know, maybe you're starting out with a floor plan, but if you can run a cash inventory, you are going to be a lot better off. And then later on, you know, when you want to retire, you sell your whole cash inventory for $1 million or whatever, and there's your nest egg. But, smart dealers are shorting their average days in the inventory. I always recommend trying to move a vehicle within 30 to a maximum of 45 days. If it hasn't moved in 45 days, I encourage you to take that back to the dealer auction. Another thing you can do is negotiate with your lender for more flexible terms. So many floor plan companies, you may not be aware of this, many floor plan companies will actually negotiate their rates with you, especially if you've been with the same floor plan company for a little while. So definitely take a look at negotiating your terms whenever possible. Hopefully that's going to help you out as well.
You are listening to the Dealer Training Podcast with Dallas Johnson.
We've seen a big year in state level legislation being signed into law in several states. So state level legislation is changing fast. So I've seen a lot of state laws change this year. Georgia, New Mexico, Texas, California. Georgia has a minimum office size requirement now. New Mexico has that on-site sales law. Texas, they've eliminated temporary operating permits, and now Texas dealers are issuing their general license plates, and they've got some temporary Texas dealer plates. And in California's changed some regulations as well in 25 that will affect the operations, and many, many other states have done that as well. So there's a lot of things that are going to impact temporary tag issuance. Surety bond requirements have been changing. Dealer license renewals have been changing. A lot of states are no longer accepting those paper mail-in applications. Even some RV sales policies. So make sure you're plugged in to the latest dealer training content. Always recommend going to dealerslicense.com. That's my website that I try to keep updated. Dealerslicense.com.
You are listening to the Dealer Training Podcast with Dallas Johnson.
You know, online sales is still a mixed bag. And the reason I say it's mixed bag, you know, there are some dealers that are really, really crushing it with online-only platforms, but some other dealers are finding it's a little bit more of a headache. So the takeaway that I have found out is a hybrid selling model online tends to work, where you have online listings that tend to drive in-person sales. And that's still going to be a winning formula for most dealers. You know, getting the vehicle to the customer online and letting them see that and, you know, make sure you got updated photos and things like that. But the majority of online sales are actually happening in your office. So they're wanting to complete the deal and then pick up the vehicle or possibly take a look at the vehicle, then come in for a quick test drive before they purchase it. So you really need to focus on your Google reviews. You have to offer lightning fast response times for your online inquiries. You know, if someone has sent you an online inquiry and you've waited an hour or two to respond, I mean, they probably have gotten a response for another dealer. So you got to make sure that you can see those emails coming in instantaneously. Even if you're on the lot busy, let them know, hey, let me look into this and I'll get right back with you within the hour. Just give that quick response as fast as you can. Also, make sure every one of your units has a really high quality photo, high quality videos, or even better, Get that vehicle history report. DiscountDealerCenter.com allows you to get those and do everything online. Plus, you can even have your optional financing and warranty offers right there on your website. If you do need a website, DiscountDealerCenter.com can do that for you as well.
You are listening to the Dealer Training Podcast with Dallas Johnson.
Once again, my name is Dallas Johnson. There you have it. Key trends shaping the used car dealership world this month. So, you know, staying profitable in 2025 is all about staying educated, staying compliant, and adapting fast. So, you know, you can get a lot of great information at dealerslicense.com. You know, if you did find value in today's episode, I want to ask you to please share it with another dealer. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an update. And I do want you to be aware, we do have a partnership with DiscountDealerCenter.com. There's no code there, but if you go to DiscountDealerCenter.com, they are a big supporter of the channel here, and they will give you a 30-day free trial plus a $250 credit. And that allows you to use their software, which is one of the best I've ever discovered in this industry. It allows you to use their software for about 5.5 months if you're using a base model at absolutely no charge. So you can make sure it's right for you. And if it's not, you can go find another software program. But I think you're going to find once you're using that software program, it's really one of the best in the industry at a very affordable price. And I think you'll find it very advantageous. So hope you're doing well. And, you know, I want to wish you the very best of luck with your business.